Hello, everybody. This is True to the Culture podcast. I'm one of three hosts. I'm Miss Lopez, joined here with my co-host,
Dr. Lee Day,
and a guest co-host, my best friend, all the way from Texas, P.
Yo, what up?
All right, Michael is taking the week off, so we're just gonna rock out together with my friend P and get into some topics. P, tell us a little bit about yourself first before, you know, we get into everything.
All right. I am the best friend of Miss Lopez. We've been best friends for about coming up on 16 years, love.
Yeah.
16 years, been in the Army about the same amount of time. Two kids later. We're still rocking out. A lot of business experience, a lot of Army experience, obviously. Deployed a few times.
Yeah, we met on a deployment.
Right.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, that just sums me up, man. Just, you know, trying to make moves, you know me.
Yeah. So anyway, I've been getting a lot of people reach out to me and say, you know, why haven't you brought up the topic of Vanessa Guillen, you know, the soldier in Fort Hood who was missing from April until just recently that, you know, they found her body. And a lot of people have been reaching out to me saying, you know, why aren't you talking about it? You know, being a female veteran, I would expect you to talk about it. And really, like, I shied away from the topic because, in all honesty, as a female veteran who had it pretty rough while I was in, the story triggers me. So I didn't know how to go about talking to the listeners about this subject from my perspective. So I'm a little bit ready to talk about it, and I think I'm more comfortable to talk about it now that I got my, you know, my battle buddy here with me. It's because, you know, it's a tough subject. So what do you guys think about what's going on in Fort Hood? The bodies that keep piling up, the stories are not adding up, and, you know, violence against women in the military.
Tony, I'll let you talk first because I got a lot.
I don't really know how I feel about this. I don't think it's, I think it's just weird. It's funny. But I can't really touch on too much of it. I don't know the ins and outs of the military, but clearly something is up. Something's not on the up and up. And I mean, I hope it gets solved as quickly as possible.
Right.
You know, because go ahead. From a civilian perspective, how do you, when you see these stories, like, what does it make you feel about the military or think about the military?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I already have my own view about the military before any of this, so it doesn't help my view on it. I just say that.
And PU?
I mean, that's a tough situation. I've been in the Army for almost 16 years now, and there's one thing that they beat into your head the moment that you go into basic training is accountability. Accountability is something that you hear if you stay there for 20 or 30 years, or 5 years, 4 years, 10 years, whatever. Accountability is something that you hear every single day. If you don't know another word in the Army, it's accountability.
Absolutely.
And the sad part about it is that the people that were accountable for her are people that basically murdered her. I take basically back. They are the people that murdered her.
Right.
People that were in charge of her who, like, at some point, man, you have to look at it this way. So Tony has his views of the military. This situation didn't help, right? So let's just say Tony had children, right? You're basically giving your children to another adult to say, hey, make sure you take care of my child.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I know that child is a grown adult, but they know nothing about the armies. But you've been in, you're in charge of him or her. And you're basically entrusting the government or whoever's appointed above your child to take care of your child, and they didn't do it at all. It kind of hit me personally low with situations that you went through in the Army while we were together, you know what I'm saying, in Korea and this, that, and the third, and all the stuff that you went through there. That's personal for me, and then it's also personal from I'm a non-commissioned officer. Like, I take care of soldiers for a living.
Right.
And that hit me real tough. They got a huge memorial for her right outside of one of the Fort Hood gates, man, and it's tough. That's tough. Anybody that cares about their job in the military, especially NCOs, that should have struck them personally. Like, big time, because it definitely did with me. They did that girl an absolute injustice by not even speaking up at all. Unfortunately, I got to be careful about what I say exactly, about who I say it about.
Right,
there
right.
are some people and some leadership positions that should have spoken out.
Right.
That girl's mother and that girl's sister, first and foremost, her sister was on the heels of the army. Like, she was like, y'all will find my sister. Y'all better do it fucking quick or shit gonna get real.
Mm-hmm.
She was not fucking around about her sister, which I applaud that. But as soon as something like this happens, man, it needs to be spoken about. You need to start letting, they had to have started letting this girl's family know that they were doing everything that they could do to find her. And they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the biggest, I would say slap in the face, but if somebody spit on you, it's a little bit more disrespectful. So that was the biggest spit in the face that they could have done by not saying anything. I haven't even heard of anybody getting fired, anybody getting relieved of their position, or none of that yet. And Jade, you know, being a veteran, like, if you fuck around and lose your weapon, guess what? Your commander getting relieved of duty, your sergeant major getting relieved
yeah.
of duty. Everybody.
Absolutely.
From the top down,
absolutely.
Nothing happened.
That's the problem, because it's like, you lose any type of piece of equipment when you're at the range or whatever, everything's shut down until they find that stuff.
Right.
And it's
right.
like, you lost one of your most valuable asset, which is a soldier, and nobody's talking about it. And what drives me nuts the most about it is how quiet civilians were when it came to this subject. Because when a football player is kneeling because he wants to bring light to an issue during the flag, you know, they were in an uproar. Oh, you know, we're you know what I mean? Like,
right,
just
right.
up and down. Even President Trump is like, oh, you know, get that son of a bitch off the field. And, you know, he says stuff like that. But then when a freaking American soldier that you're the charge of at the top goes missing, you don't say nothing. Is it because she's a Mexican-American soldier? Is that what it is? Is it because she's a female? They have a problem with, you know, you can't stand up for the troops and be selective about it. You know? That's what drove me nuts about it.
It's terrible, man. And I'll point out something else. I don't want to... I don't know how long y'all want to harbor on this topic, but I got a lot. But it's... The problem, I think, is going on right now. Like, you got to think about it this way. There was already a soldier missing
mm-hmm.
when she went missing that wasn't publicized because they tried to make him a deserter.
Yeah.
And if they weren't looking for her, they would have never found him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's deep to me. Like, you, deserter or not, that soldier still had a family that was looking for their child. That soldier still had, you know what I mean? Like, people that loved him. And okay, cool, he a deserter, but somebody still should have been accountable for him. Like, you can't call somebody a deserter, but you don't know where they at.
And this thing, it goes so deep, because you look at the stories and it's like, Vanessa Guillen's biggest supporter and advocate, Crystal Alinez, she was just killed in a car accident. They both came out to their family saying that they were being sexually harassed. And you look back at stories in the military where females have committed suicide, come up missing, or whatever, it's always right after they report, you know?
100%.
It's just...
It is, and that's a shame. I mean, it's such a big topic in the Army in general,
mm-hmm.
The SHARP program, sexual harassment program. But still, like, we have these quarterly courses, these quarterly trainings, and this, that, and the third, giving these soldiers, male and female, a way in to get the help that they need or to, like, bring this stuff to the surface. But the problem is, you're putting females, which you kind of have to at this point, but you're putting females in all male units.
Mm-hmm.
So the ratio of male to female there is 20 to 0.5. I won't even say 1, because you got a 1,000 male soldiers to, like, every, like, 10 females.
Mm-hmm.
So the likelihood of a brand new private coming in and getting sexually harassed is off the charts, probably. And then on top of that, the likelihood of her reporting it and actually getting justice is probably super low.
Yeah.
Super low.
Yeah.
And it's because nobody wants to screw a homeboy.
Yep.
You know, if you're the sharp representative for that unit, you have to have complete bias, right? You can't take either side. You got to see both sides. You got to pursue that stuff to like the top of the line. Like, you have to pursue that to that very end, right? But you come in, what it is that, like, people come in, stuff happens to these females or these males. They see how it panned out for another soldier, and they're like, you know what, fuck that, I'm not saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if they didn't give a damn about P, then why the hell would they give a damn about J? So yeah, I ain't saying nothing. I'd rather deal with it on my own.
Right. You know, and like, you personally, like with my situation, you were there, you saw it, and you were nobody could do nothing about it. You know what I mean? And it's right. Like, and then you get the chain of command saying like, oh, she's smoke screening because of this and that, and it's like, no,
right.
That's not what happened, and nobody gets held accountable, and this stuff just keeps happening. Like, you know, I love the friends that I got out of the military, but like, I would strongly, you know, caution a female into joining the military because it's you know, tough. It's still it's, a big boys club. Tough.
But the thing is, like, and I'm gonna bring Tony into this one because I know I've heard on past podcasts and stuff that he said about this particular topic. But the smoke screen, right? So you got females, like you just said, in the Army that does things and they blow the whistle on somebody that's sexual harassing, and they want to bring up what that female did in the past to try to be like, oh, well, she's trying to get out of trouble doing that, so that's her smoke screen. It's the same thing with this system of them smoke screening African-American men when they do, like, when they get killed by the police. The first thing they want to do is bring up what they did in the past. Like, oh, well, yeah, he got killed by the police, but he also robbed a store 6 years ago. He also, you know what I'm saying, he ain't paid child support in 4 years. He did. They always want to do that to try to say, like, oh, well, they're just trying to, you know, like, it was good riddance, or she asked for it.
Yeah,
or,
I mean, they want to show that, you know, this person is a bad person, so, you know, just because we did this, no, he was bad anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Right, like, as if it's justifiable, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. That bothers me, like, big time.
Yeah,
so that smoke screen and stuff, man, that is a tactic used by media, man. It's been centuries they've been doing that, man. It's a terrible thing, man. It's a cop out is what it is.
Yeah, the inaction of the Army to find Vanessa Guillen is nothing new. You know, my experience with the military is that it's a boys club. You know what I mean? And we, the public, civilian, and I'm calling on civilians, especially you loud ass motherfuckers who had such a fucking problem with people kneeling for the flag. I'm calling on you to put the pressure on the Army to solve all these murders. Vanessa Guillen is not the only one who died under suspicious circumstances. She's not the only one. You know, out of Fort Hood, there's Army Specialist Keisha Morgan, who died of non-combat related causes in Baghdad. Keisha had confided in her mother that a certain soldier slipped her something in her drink at a local bar, and when she woke the following morning, she couldn't remember how she returned to the barracks, and the soldier was in her room. How familiar does that story sound, P? Lavina Johnson, her death was ruled a suicide. She had a gunshot wound to the side of her head. She only had an M16. Is that possible to shoot yourself with an M16 by the side of your head, P?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Absolutely not, because there's no way. She was my height. I'm 5'3". There's no way I could reach my arm around with that M16 and shoot myself on the side of the head. Like, that's impossible. And the Army, when the family got the body back, they recommended a closed casket for the funeral. The family refused, did their own autopsy, and the coroner found that someone poured corrosive fluids over her genitals. That screams to me that girl was raped and somebody was trying to cover it up.
Right, right.
You know, in 2006, the Army said that there was a soldier, a 20-year-old PFC, Tina Priest. She was found dead in Iraq. They said that she's killed herself with an M16. She died 2 weeks after accusing a male soldier of raping her. Like, are we seeing a pattern here or not?
Right.
And I would love to see everybody that has so much to say about supporting the troops and kneeling is disrespecting the troops, when every troop I knew didn't have a problem with it. Oh, that civilian is practicing his right to kneel and protest? The same rights I fought to protect, go ahead, he can, I don't care. But then when we're disrespected as soldiers, and especially as female soldiers, that we put ourselves on the line, we take years out of our life to be away from our family to fight for you and those freedoms you fucking love, you don't have shit to say when we go missing?
Right. I think it's more important to highlight the fact that, like, this stuff happens. And like you said, like, the civilians aren't saying anything. But more importantly, like, the female civilians that are veterans aren't saying, like, you have no, there's no backlash for you now.
Right.
You know, like, what's the problem with you coming forth and saying, hey, this is wrong and this is what happened to me? You know what I mean? So obviously, to highlight the problem in the Army, because it is not just happening at Fort Hood.
Oh, right.
And a lot of people just, you know, like, because a lot of people are saying, like, oh, yo, you at Fort Hood, like, it's crazy out there. And I was like, no, actually, Fort Hood is actually pretty dope. And then you start to hear this stuff, and you're like, dang, like, it's not Fort Hood and it's all, man. It's the unit. It's toxic leadership is what it is.
Right. And the crazy thing is like, people keep saying, like, what the hell is going on in Fort Hood? Nah, bro, this is what happens. This has been happening forever in every single fucking base you could ever think of.
Right. So it's been an issue that I think at a certain level the Army has tried to fix or is trying to fix, but you can't. You're putting the wrong people in at the top is the problem, because everybody thinks that it's at the bottom. Oh, it happened to privates. It happened to specialists. Yeah, but who are the ones that are sexually harassing?
It's always the senior leadership.
Right. So
the ones in power.
It's like, it just blows my mind.
It's the ones in power. Like, I remember I was fresh off of into a unit. I get there, a staff sergeant's like, oh, you know, you're a stallion. And I looked at him and I was like, are you comparing me to a horse sergeant? And he's like, oh, and you're funny too, huh? And then, like, you know, he was being fresh and I wasn't having it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you're disrespectful. And I'm going to make sure everybody fucking knows that you're a disrespectful soldier before you even get a chance to show them anything.
Exactly.
And from day one, that's what it was. And I couldn't do nothing about it.
Yeah. And especially where we were at the time with all this stuff that was going on, like, everybody knew everybody. So he had the upper hand.
Yeah.
Saying, yo, like, nah, don't fuck with her. Like, she hella disrespectful. She ain't got no military bearing. And put that target or that stain on your name. And then at that point, like, there was nothing you could do besides, once you actually get a chance to talk to said people, they like, oh, no, she's not like that.
Yeah, she smokes.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah.
Whatever. You saw it, you know. There's a reason I don't talk about my story or anything like that, because it really triggers me. This is why I wanted to stay out of this topic, but, you know, I can't stay silent anymore for my female vets who I know went through some shit. The females who are in right now, like, I can't. So I'm calling on the public to keep pushing the military for, you know, harsher punishment for these guys who do these things. And not only that, put a different system into play, because having soldier who's been in the military for a long time be in charge of the SHARP program, which is the sexual harassment reporting program. You know, the military's small, so a lot of the times if someone gets accused, that person who is put in charge of that, they know each other, you know.
Right.
It has to be an outside party. It just has to be.
This whole situation is just crazy to me, because I was reading something the other day and it said something like besides Vanessa Gibbs, there was at least 7 soldiers stationed at Fort Hood that have died or been found dead since March.
Yeah.
Since March.
Yeah, 8 women soldiers from Fort Hood, Texas, 6 from 4th Infantry Division and 2 from the 1st Armored Cavalry Division have died of non-combat related injuries on the same base, Camp Taji. 3 of them were raped before their deaths. Like, come on.
As a leader in the Army actively right now, like, that bothers the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that really bothers me. And I think another thing is, like I said, I want to try to get off this topic as fast as possible so we can bring Tony into a conversation. But I think the worst part about it is the fact that we split lower enlisted and senior enlisted and officer and NCO. We make us feel like we're supposed to be separate. But at the same time, we got to come together to work. We got to come together to fight in wars. We got to come together. Like, I hate that whole quote-unquote fraternization situation. Like, that's the reason why as soon as you make E5, you make sergeant, they're like, oh, you got to cut your E4 buddies off. But your E4 buddies was the same dudes coming up with you. So if something happens to them, they should be able to come talk to you.
Right.
If you in that mindset of, oh, no, bro, I'm a sergeant now, so you got to kind of like keep some distance with me, hey, you're going to look at him like, oh, now you Hollywood. All right, bet. Yeah. Like, I don't fuck with you like that no more. But, yeah, I mean, we can go on and on, Tony, about the Army and how messed up.
I know. I think we're like 20 minutes in.
Right.
Yeah. But, we can get off this topic because, you know, it's just, it drives me nuts. And as much as I love what the military gave me and the things it taught me, you know, I do have stuff that I'm still dealing with to this day because I was a soldier. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
right.
It is what it is. This week's episode is sponsored by Perfectly Clean. You can find them at www.perfectlyclean.nj.com. They're locally owned and operated for over 10 years, licensed and insured, specializing in all cleaning needs. Nowadays, with this coronavirus stuff, he will get your business up and running above and beyond the standards of the CDC to get everything clean, sanitized, and disinfected. Actually, during the pandemic, this company went out of their way to make sure that churches and mosques were cleaned for free because they wanted to give back to the community. Like, we don't have companies around here that are giving back like that. And that speaks volumes of this company. So they're going out of their way to get us back on our feet after battling this coronavirus situation. So, you know, we need to support local businesses like this.
Yeah, show them some support. They clean everything from barbershops, doctor's offices, schools. You heard the mosques, the churches. So, you know what I mean? If you got a little business, call them, give them a call, let them know.
Once again, it's www.perfectlycleannj.com. You can also call them at 609-270-1415.
Stay clean, people.
Anyways, let's talk about something else, anything else.
All right, well, before we just leave the topic, you know what I mean? Not to be, like, crazy, like, insensitive or anything, but what about, you know, some females, they might cry wolf because they feel like they could do damage to somebody's image because they did them wrong or something.
Yo, like, that's deep, too, though. Like, because that happens. Like, they be throwing stuff at you, man, and then, like, when you deny that joint, like, they could just go cry wolf and then... Like, now you, boom, hit with an investigation and all that stuff.
All right,
like,
but I have to push back on that because, like, let's look at the numbers. It's less than 2% are false accusations. You know what I mean?
But you got to think about it, though. Like, men are already viewed as barbarians anyway. So if the likelihood of it even being, like, found unfounded or whatever it is, the investigational term for it, for them not finding anything, like, it, you still get that stigma of, well, did he do it or did he not do it? Like, men do it all the time, so you can't put it past them. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's just like the view on men in general. You know what I mean?
And plus, like, I feel like anyway, you know, if somebody, if I'm under investigation, like, you already tarnished my name, regardless whether I did it or not. It's kind of like...
Exactly. That, I feel the same way.
But
I feel the same way. Like she said, like the percentage of it happening, or
yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's less than 2%. Meaning 98% of the time he did that shit. Hold him accountable. That's it.
Okay, but you acknowledge though that it happened. Like it does happen though. Like I just want to put that out there. Like you acknowledge that it does happen that. People lie on people because they know how serious that situation is, right? Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like Karen, they like to lie a lot on people and call the cops for nothing, but, you know.
That's real. Like the lady that was at the park and the black dude asked her to put her dog on a leash.
Yeah, Amy Cooper.
And she called and was like, I'm being attacked, or please come help me, blah, 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 blah. Like, she used the system to her advantage at that point. Luckily for my mans, he had his phone out the whole time. Because I don't even want to know what that would have looked like had the police rolled up on my dude and he had no proof to say that she was lying.
Yeah, and that's scary. That's scary.
That's deep, man. Did y'all ever hear about what Chris Rock said, like, about his, the comment he made in, like, 2018.
No, what'd he say?
It's supposed to be like a, it's supposed to be like a thing right now. He said that only women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. A man is only loved under the condition that he provides something. Like, how that make y'all feel?
I mean, honestly, I think it holds a lot of truth, but I would say that it depends, like, on the female you're dealing with, or, you know what I mean, in whatever case. But most of the time, I feel like that's a requirement. Like, the man has to provide something, you know what I mean, more than just being there for his counterpart, than, you know what I mean, to be cared for, or, you know.
All right, I want to hear Jay feel.
What do you mean? Well, first of all, P, you know that
right.
I love somebody unconditionally, and that person couldn't provide jack squat for me and slap me in the face at the end of the day, you know?
Is it really, like, is there is a lot of truth to that, because, like, everybody, it's almost expected for a man to be strong, but when a woman is a strong woman, like a single mother, like, when she's doing everything herself, it's like they're put on a pedestal. But we forget about single fathers sometimes too, though. Like, you never really, like, you, I would get more praise being a father that in my house, or being a good father in my house, that I have, like, I have my spouse with me, I got my kids with me, I get more praise than a single father that's doing it on their own, just by being a good dad that's giving my kid two parents. You see what I'm saying?
But you don't hear too much about single fathers, period, in general. Like, that's not even really a thing.
Yeah, it's not even a thing. It's crazy.
That is crazy. And I know some males out here doing it, and they really doing what they supposed to do. But you'll never really hear that, you know what I mean, from, like, the masses about single fathers. You'll just hear single mothers, and then you'll hear about the deadbeat dads, which there are a lot of them. I ain't going to deny that either. But, you know, I mean, it goes both ways.
So I want to talk about this comment about the dog, right?
I mean, who doesn't love a dog, though?
Right. But look how deep it is, though. Like, if you, people will pull over on the side of the road for a stray dog,
mm-hmm.
but won't give a homeless man a dollar in their cup.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Think about it, though. Like, you supposed to be this human. We one race. We all this, that, and the third. You'll pull over for an animal. Now, I ain't saying that, like, who cares about animals? Because, you know, my dogs have always been a part of my family, as if, you know, they were my kids. But people will literally stop, like, they will call their boss and be like, I'm going to be late for work because I just found a stray and I didn't want him to get hit by a car. Like, you know what I'm saying? But somebody that's homeless, or somebody that lost their job and is just looking for a way out. Like, I saw a dude on the side of the road one day and was like, I'm not asking for anything but a job. And people still didn't roll their windows down and say, hey, man, can you, I got a business that I'm running, or I'm a construction guy. Do you know, do you have any, like, nobody gave my man the time of day, and he wasn't even asking for money. But if it was, sometimes when, if it's a woman that has, like, children or something like that, people feel, like, super sympathetic for them immediately, because, oh, you have to link with, oh, that's a mother. It's a mother thing.
Okay, but a mom can't just walk away. True. You know what I mean? Like, are there moms that do walk away? Yeah, sure. But that's, it's far and few in between. Like, you, when you have a baby, you end up saddled with all the work, all the financial burden and all that. And dad can walk away if he wants to, you know?
But we can't always put it in the subject that mom can't walk away. It should be parents
right.
should walk away.
Okay, right? Yes. Talk
so that's it. Just like, that's just like, so me and you know, Jay, me and you can go toe to toe on this subject right now. Like, it's just like the system in which, like, when you split up a marriage or whatever the case may be, sometimes, always, like, almost always, that the mother is going to get the child. The mother might not even be fit to take that kid, and the dad just wants to keep his kid safe or out of harm's way or whatever the case may be, and he don't get his child.
Well, a lot of the times a lot of the times I see guys, you know, complaining on social media about their baby mom, da da da. But, like, they don't educate themselves on the system of how to get custody of their kids or what to do to do that. Like, there's a lot of times where, you know, if you just arm yourself with a lawyer and do what you have to do, like, you can fight for your rights as a parent.
But will you win? That's the issue. You can. There's a lot of dudes that lawyer up and just like, yo, I'm kidding. There's no way they're going to hurt a kid. Like, I got everything set up. I'm financially stable. I ain't on drugs. I ain't this, that, and the third. I don't travel for work. Like, I can give my child the most stability out of the two of us. And the main thing that they say is what? The child needs his mother. But then as soon as the kids start fucking up, it's like, well, where's the dad? Like, wait a minute. Hold on. Am I only the disciplinarian? Or, like, what's the deal here? Mm. Tony, back me up, man. Don't be over there
quiet. Nah, I mean, look. You're saying a whole lot of stuff that's right. It's like, I mean, it's tough to be... I'm not going to say it's tough to be a father. It shouldn't be. You know what I mean? To be honest with you. But, like, in order for a man to be able to get his child in a battle like that, they had to go through a whole lot more than a female. Even if, like you said, the female may not be as qualified or qualified at all to take care of that child.
Right.
And, I mean, obviously that's not right, but that's just how it goes. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know if it's something bigger than... No, I mean, then what we can see as far as the reason why that is done. But I've seen it done before. I mean, my own brother was going through this at a point, and he couldn't get custody of his daughter for the longest time. But it wasn't like he wasn't fit or more fit than her mother to take care of his daughter. But, you know, he had to go through all types of stuff. And finally, her mother just gave her to my brother and said, here, you can have her.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, that's yeah. Dope.
Because
yeah.
That never happens. It's just rare that ever happens, period.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, it definitely was a rare case, that one. But I don't know, man. So, like, it's kind of crazy.
So Ms. Lopez.
Yes.
Don't give me the yes. But no, like, how do you feel as far as, like, the way men are viewed? Like, in the love category, right? So, or what they're supposed to do, let's just say relationship-wise. So, I'll bring in, like, you know, like a scenario. So, you got a single mom who has a boyfriend. She makes X amount of money. Like, we'll say six figures.
Uh-huh.
Boyfriend does not. And boyfriend needs help. And they've been together for however long. We'll say 5 years. They've been together, right? Well, you know what? I know where you're going to go with it. So let's back it up to 2 years. We're going to back it up to 2 years. Because you're going to hit me with the marriage shit and I'm going to be pissed off. So we'll back it up to 2 years, right? They was together for 2 years. And boyfriend needs help. Boyfriend needs help, you know, financially or mentally, whatever the case may be. But we just don't, at this point, we just going to say financially, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that... Like, let's just say she left him and was like, you know what? Shh, I'm done. Like, you ain't doing enough. You don't make enough, blah, blah, blah. Why is that considered a strong move for a woman? But if the roles were switched and he made the money and she needed help, that he would look like a piece of shit or not a fit dude to be with her. Like, he ain't doing what he's supposed to do if, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't help her. Like, how does that work? What's your views on that?
Well... I'd be like, go to Google and search up the gender pay gap, because y'all are still making 81 cents for every dollar we're making more. You know what I mean? Like, I believe that, you know, I've helped somebody in the past that I was in a relationship with. And what I've learned from that situation is that, like, I literally just enabled him to live off me. And in the end, he ended up resenting me for it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I didn't feel like a man, da 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 da. It's like, okay, so what did you want me to do? Let you be out there and rot and fail? Like, no, we were in this for better or for worse, and I was helping you, but now you resent me for it. Like, it's a double-edged sword, because a woman will try to help, and then when she tries, you know, you don't feel like a man now. And then if she doesn't try, it's like, oh, that, you know, she wasn't about shit. She, when her man was down, she didn't take care of him. But it's like, okay, but if she did.
You don't get that, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, women don't get that. Oh, when he was down, she didn't help him.
Oh, don't say women, because you already know, because you had a front row seat of what I was doing.
Right. But I'm saying, like, Tony, you're killing me again, man. I need your help on this a little bit. But it's like,
I mean, look,
you never get the, oh, she didn't help him when he was down type stuff. But if we were to do it, or if we didn't do it, or we didn't help women, then it's always like, oh, well, you should have left him. Or one man won't do, another man will. But if a dude do that, then it's like, oh, he a piece of shit.
I mean, it goes back to the same thing. You could look at, you know, I mean, it's a different subject, kind of, but it's the same thing. Like, Will and Jada, entanglement. Everybody love Jada for, oh, yeah, get your girl, do your thing, do your thing. But now, if that was Will, they'd have drug his name through the mud.
Ooh,
so hard. And yes. This I know for sure. They would have killed my mans if that was him.
Yeah. Right.
But I said she was wrong for that. Like,
well, I'm not, but look.
He was going through hella, you know, mental turmoil. And she's like, you know what? I need to feel good. And, she hooked up with that young boy. But he needed help. And she ended up making his situation worse.
But
by
listen,
breaking his
I
heart
mean,
on top of all the other heartbreak he was going through.
But CJ, like, that's you though. Like, you thinking of it that way.
Exactly.
The rest of the world was like, go ahead, sis. Like, do your thing.
And that's why I don't like the generalized statements. I like to speak for myself or directly at certain people, but that's kind of how it goes. I mean, and in your situation as far as what you was talking about, Jay, I mean, maybe it was just that one person that didn't appreciate what you was doing for him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, somebody else will appreciate that and will, you know, not resent you for helping them out. And then, you know, everything will be straight. But it just depends on the people that you're dealing with.
Well, I ain't found him yet, so I'll let you know what I do.
But yeah, it's just like that. When Chris Rock said what he said, that kind of hit home. Like, if you think deeply about it, it's almost 100% true. Like, women will get the love, period. Children will get the love, period. Dogs get the love, period. Men will get the love after they've proven themselves worthy of the love. You see what I'm saying?
And not only proving themselves, we have to continue to prove it and continue to, you know what I mean, be that person that provides so that we can continue to get that love. I seen something, I seen a couple people been saying it lately, and it says, like, you know, men will okay themselves to death. But it's kind of true, like, because it's hard for us to really express ourselves and really get our point across and let people know how we feel and that we could be damaged, but we supposed to be strong at all times.
That's society's fault. That's society's fault. Y'all are damaged walking around just damaging other people in silence because you're not given the okay to be like, nah, you can cry, bro. Like, that shit is tough. What you're going through, anybody would break down on that. Go ahead. You know, be vulnerable. Like, we don't give men the space to do that. And we should.
Right. That's true. It's just one of them cases where it's just like, it's not. So basically the point that I'm trying to prove is, like, it's not automatic for men. Like, the unconditional love is not automatic for men. It's circumstantial or subjective. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you have to do something to say, yeah, okay, he deserves it. So let's just say you wanted to be with somebody and you, Jay, I'm sorry, I had to make sure I talk to who I was talking to. So Jay, like, with a situation, right? You want to be with somebody, and that person keeps making you wait. If you leave, check it out. No, I'm just saying, like, as an example.
Uh-huh.
If you leave him, you're considered a strong woman. But if you make a man wait, it's like, oh, well, he didn't want to put in the time.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why you couldn't wait on her to be ready, or why you couldn't do this, that, and the third. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big difference in the same, it's a double standard.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I got from what Chris Rock, what the comment that he said, because we don't get the same love as women, children, and damn dogs. But dogs, that's real though. Like, think of how people treat their dogs, man. Like, a part of the family. They eat steak. I know some dogs that eat like steak, like real steak, bro. Like vegetables. They don't even eat their kids' vegetables, but the dog eats vegetables.
Do y'all think that double standards are fair across the board? Because you're talking about the double standards on a men's side, and then on a woman's side, it's like, you know, if a woman is choosing to be single and date, you know, she's looked at as a hoe. But if a guy does that, it's like, oh, that's what's up, you know? So, like, there's double standards all around. There's double standards for men, and there's double standards for women. Do you guys think that's fair?
I don't personally. It's, I mean, I think a lot of the standards are made like that to cause confusion and divide. Like, you just got to think for yourself and, you know, decipher whether that's okay for both sides. I don't think, I mean, me personally, especially as far as dating, I wouldn't date multiple people at the same time. But that's just my personal, like, that's my personal thing.
But then how do you know, like?
I mean, look, I don't mind. If you do that, do your thing. I'm not, you know, saying I think somebody's a hoe because they do that. If that's what you want to do, then, you know, that's your choice. Like, I'm not, if we're not actually together, like, in a relationship, then okay. Like, I'm not mad at that. Some other men might be, but me personally, I'm not. Like, do your thing.
But I think our view of dating automatically goes to sex.
Right.
That's the problem.
I
think it's the fact that you get viewed as a hoe. The society has viewed dating as, oh, they got to be smashing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue. So it's okay to, like, so Tony's saying, like, hey, I don't date multiple women. So let's just say, we're not going to say multiple women. We'll say, okay, Tony met this chick on Monday. They went out on Wednesday. They didn't click. He met another girl Friday, and they went out on Saturday. That's not dating multiple women. That's just dating in general.
Right, and so that's not fucking everybody. It's just going on a date. Right.
But that's kind of what Tony was getting at. It's just like, yo, like, do you at that point, you just have to fend for yourself. And unfortunately, you have to just be like, yo, like, we just went to dinner. I'm not smashing these motherfuckers. Like,
yeah.
You have to basically, like, just take up for yourself. But it's sad that society views dating immediately. Like, sex and dating is, like, the same thing. Like, people, you can have sex with somebody.
And it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all.
No. Yeah. I mean, but that's what the view is, because that's what we see all the time. That's what we, you know what I mean?
And I feel like, you know, I asked you guys if you think double standards are fair. I don't think they're fair. I think that men and women, we're all just trying to navigate life. Like, all this shit. Every day is new shit that we have to deal with, that we're trying to figure it out. Like, nobody has, you know, the guidebook on life.
Right.
So we're all just trying to navigate and make our own space and make our own way and just try to survive, really, and live. But I don't think it's fair to have double standards on men or women, because it's like, we're all just trying to do our own thing.
I think like 100% of the stupidity or the double standard that they have in society could just be, like, just done and over with if, one, you just ask the question. Like, just ask. Like, if you don't know anything, you shouldn't be speaking on it in the first place. Like, if you don't know enough about who Jade is dating or who Tony is talking to, you shouldn't be talking about it in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you want to know about it, then that's your right to just be like, hey, Tony, like, what you and Shawty? I just saw you with another chick. And he can dead that rumor before it even goes anywhere. Or Jay can do the same thing.
Yeah, but people don't want to do that. They just want to talk shit.
Right. So your other option would be to mind your motherfucking business.
Hey, now.
Like, I'm just saying, you know, like, those are your only two options. Like, you promote ignorance when you talk about stuff you don't even know about.
Agreed.
So instead of making the double standard a thing, either ask the question, hey, Jay, like, that's like the second dude I seen you out on the going out of dinner with. What's good? Or you just say, that ain't my business. She can do what she want to do. She grown.
Yeah.
And you let it alone. But people so used to trying to get the tea, trying to see who Tony smashing and why he on girl number 3 out at Benihana's or on the boardwalk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody so wanted, like, they so nosy about stuff when you can just leave it alone and mind your business.
Well, damn, Pete, thank you for inviting us to your TED Talk.
Hey, you know how I get down. I talk way too much, man.
Nah, that's all good, man.
So, you know, bottom line is what?
Either, you know, you could have your own opinion or mind your business. And
I like it.
If you're the person in question, fuck them. Don't worry about what they think. You know what I mean? Whatever they think, it don't matter. You know you, and that's all that matters.
Pete? All right,
just don't let nobody tell you how to live your life. Like, if you want to date multiple people, then you date multiple people. If you want to settle down, then settle down. I think that's the point of dating in the first place, is finding your other half, and then you go from there.
Right.
So if it takes you 10 people to get there, then it takes you 10 people to get there. Ain't nobody else did.
And bottom line is, nobody on their deathbed said, you know what, I wish I had less sex. So enjoy yourself, sis.
Oh, man.
They're going to talk anyways.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Let me stop. Cause you're all right, well, that was our time. We enjoyed having you on, P. We hope you're back.
Thanks for coming, man. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
All right, be safe out there, you know, Fort Hood, and prayers out to everybody out there and dealing with what's going on in Fort Hood. Have a good night, everybody.
Peace and love.
Email us, 3tcpod@gmail.com. Send us your questions. Send us what you want us to talk about. Whatever you want, we'll put it on the air. Also, send your music, okay? Have a good night. Bye.
Peace.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy!